You started to research the potential connection between 5G and this COVID thing. Talk about it.
Well, a lot of what I was reading on the internet and some of the videos I was watching didn't make very much sense to me. Mm-hmm. The fact that they did a lockdown so quickly, you know, all over the globe. And when I looked at the statistics for the number of people who were contacting or contracting the disease and dying from it, the death rate was slightly higher than for the flu, but many more people were dying from the flu than from COVID-19, and yet they don't do a shutdown for the flu. So it really, you know, started putting questions in my mind, and that's always dangerous because I'm a very curious person, and then I have to sort of try to figure things out, and so I've been trying to do that. And so what I've done is I've gone to different world maps. I've been following the COVID statistics, and one of the good bits of news that I came across was when I do trust the South Korean data. And they have some amazing, amazing virologists and doctors who have dealt with this before. You know, they had SARS and other things. So they've got a lot more experience than we have, and they responded very quickly. So I thought, well, this is good news because the pandemic, the peak, was over within a matter of 4 to 6 weeks. And so I started going to other countries and following it day by day, and I saw some of the other countries were coming down too, especially, you know, places like Italy that had it very badly. And so I thought, well, this is good news. So I was looking at the United States and Canada, and our peaks, ours is still going up. Yours is beginning to flatten and come down, which is really good news for you. And so the question is, why is this happening? You know, why are certain places really hard hit? And one of the things we learned about the virus is that it affects primarily the elderly. And so in Canada, a lot of the senior homes are the hardest hit. So we can have, you know, multiple deaths, 30 people dying in a senior's home. But younger people aren't nearly as sensitive to this radiation. So in Italy, we know that they have an elderly population. A very large percentage of the population is above the age of 65. And so I thought, well, maybe that's the reason. And Italians are social creatures. Mm-hmm. They love family and friends. And so they're going to be spending a lot of time with other individuals. And if it's a contagious illness we're looking at, which is what the COVID is, then the more time you spend with others, the more likely you are to become infected. So there's certain reasons why it might be higher in Italy than, you know, somewhere else. But there's other things as well. And if you look at, you know, maps of the world, and they're available now, they are, you know, visiting these sites and trying to make sense of it. And so basically what I did is I looked at the different continents. I thought I'd look at it from a continent perspective. And I began to examine things. You know, what was the density of the population? What percentage of the people were elderly? How much air pollution was there? Because we're talking about an illness that affects the lungs. So anything that affects the lungs, like air pollution or smoking, you know, could be a place where it's worse. And then I looked at things like tourism, healthcare expenditures, gross national product is important in per capita income. If you have to pay for your own healthcare, countries in Africa don't have reliable electricity. So when I started looking at the use of electricity and the use of wireless technology, Africa came up as a you know, relatively blank area, simply because they don't have the infrastructure in some of the countries. And if you look at Africa, South Africa is one of the worst hit, and the northern parts of Africa are worst hit, and that's where you do have electricity, that's where you do have wireless technology. So I began to follow that a little bit more carefully, and I couldn't tell from the maps that I was using, because they were just telling us the number of cases and the number of deaths. The more people you have, the more cases you're going to have, and the more internet access you're going to have, because, you know, you're going to have more cell phone antennas and that sort of thing. So I did another study that took away the population, standardized it for density. And one of the things we found was that the more internet users you had in a country, the higher the cases of COVID-19 were. Showed up really, really powerfully in North America, Asia, not so much in South America. It was slightly different, and to a certain degree in Europe and Oceania, which is involves Australia and New Zealand.
Went to the United States.
Right.
And that had 5G. And so what'd you find there?
Well, data are collected differently around the world. So really, in some cases, some ways, I'm comparing apples and oranges. So I wanted to standardize that. So I thought, looking at which states had 5G or which cities had 5G, and then I looked at the number of cases in each state. And when you started comparing that, you found that if you were in a state with 5G, the risk of you developing COVID-19 or being diagnosed with COVID-19 were almost double compared to states that didn't have 5G.
Is that right?
And the death rate was even higher, and they were both statistically significant. Now, one of the things every scientist will tell you is just because there's a correlation doesn't mean
right.
it's causing it.
Right.
And so I have to say that, and that's true. So we have to dig a little bit more deeply into what's going on. Anything that impairs the immune system is going to make people more vulnerable. And we know that exposure to microwave radiation impairs the immune system. There's absolutely no doubt about that. But exposure to a lot of different toxic chemicals and genetically modified foods can do the same thing.
Yes, yeah.
And so now what we have to do is dig a little bit more deeply and begin to tease apart the different factors.
Hmm.
Now, this is standardized for population, so that's
okay.
really critical. We're not comparing the raw data, so we're not saying how many people contracted COVID that were in a state with 5G. Because if you have a state like New York or California where the population density is much higher than, you know, in North Dakota, for example, you're going to have more cases. Let's look at it per population density. So you basically say per 1 million population, how many people are developing or dying from this illness? And so when we do that kind of comparison, we can compare states with a lot of people to states with very few people. You can now do it without an artifact in there. Basically, the average, the tests per million people, and this is important because if more people are being tested in one state versus another state, you're probably going to have more cases there too. But when we looked at how many tests were done on average, there was no difference. So when we looked at the number of cases in states with and without 5G, we found that there was double the number of cases with 5G standardized per population, so per million people. And when we looked at the deaths from associated with 5G, we found a number that was, you know, 126%, so more than double, where more people per million people were dying in states with 5G than without 5G. And that number plus the number of cases were statistically significant. So these are real differences in the population. Definitely there's something going on here. And other people have now done the same thing that I've done, and they've applied it to other countries. And they're finding that if you're comparing, once again, places that have 5G already seem to have the highest incidence and deaths associated with COVID-19. Look into this. There's some millimeter frequencies that are unlicensed.
Hmm.
So the telecom industry has to do the same thing. So if they set up an antenna in any location, they have to purchase a license for a specific frequency, and they have to indicate how far that frequency will go so that no other competing provider will have the same frequency in that area.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So the frequencies are basically auctioned off.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, there hasn't been an auction for millimeter frequencies in the United States. However, one of the things I learned recently, just about 2 days ago, is that some of the frequencies are free. Now, which means you don't have to have a license, which means that you can actually use that frequency to communicate. And it turns out we have some millimeter frequencies that are also unlicensed, and they're in the you know, 60 gigahertz range. And this is I'm sort of stunned by this. And you know, no one's been making a big fuss about it. Why aren't we told if there is an antenna in our location that is actually using millimeter frequencies? And the reason we're not told is people in the know would probably freak out. So we're not asked and we're not told, and so we're being exposed to this frequency. And I don't know exactly where they are. We're trying to get people to begin to locate them. But if it turns out that these frequencies are actually in places where we've got high COVID deaths and cases, then that's going to be yet another nail in the coffin for the, you know, wireless industry.